Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Squash Masters. Today's guest is Charlotte Bell. Charlotte, will you introduce yourself? On this episode, we have Charlotte Bell from GU17. Charlotte, can you tell us about a bit about yourself, what school you go to, what division you're in?
I go to Nobles, and I'm in 10th grade, and my age group is GU17.
Okay, we can get started with the questions. The first question is, we're starting from the beginning. When did you start playing squash?
I started playing squash on my 6th birthday, and I asked my parents for a squash lesson for my birthday because I'd seen my brothers play and I really wanted to join in. So it was really exciting for me to play for the first time, like, as a birthday gift.
Mm-hmm. Do you continue to play, like, consistently after that, or was it just, like, a one-time thing?
I think I played probably around once a week. I didn't play super consistently. I just kind of did it for fun and had, like, a once-a-week lesson. But I didn't start playing consistently, like, I was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What do you remember about your first tournament? If it was, like, good, if it was bad, did you have fun?
I remember that my first tournament was at Squash Busters, and I was really excited. I don't remember how I finished in the tournament. I don't think I did particularly well, but I think I wasn't aiming to do well. I was just wanting to have fun and try to do the best I could. And it was really exciting for me every time I got a point. My parents would, like, cheer for me because it was, like, a big deal because they thought I was going to get destroyed.
Did your brothers come to watch you, or were they not interested?
I don't remember if my brothers were there. They might have had other things going on, but I don't remember specifically if they were.
Do you play any other sports but squash, or is squash your main focus?
Right now, I don't play any other sports, but I used to play soccer from around the same age that I started playing squash, but I stopped playing soccer a couple of years ago to focus on squash.
If you had the opportunity to go back when you were, like, 10 years old and tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself?
I think I'd tell myself to start working really hard at squash early, and maybe I would have quit soccer sooner just so I could have focused more on squash and gotten further ahead at a younger age, because it gets harder when you're older to get a lot better when everybody else is getting better too. But then when you're younger, I think it's a different story.
Yeah. How many times do you play a day/a week, and for how long?
So during the squash season, like during the winter, I have school practices during the school week, and then I have outside of school practices on the weekends and during the school week. So I play like 7 days a week, but I try to take a day off when I can and not go to a practice just so I can rest. And the practices are usually like an hour and a half, or between an hour and an hour and 45 minutes, I'd say. And then during the spring, fall, and summer, I probably play around 5 days a week for the same amount of time.
Do you find it hard to balance with your schoolwork? Like, is there too much homework, or do you have time to study for tests?
Yeah, I think sometimes it is challenging to study for tests and also go to squash practices And so I need to like be really good at budgeting my time and being productive when I'm doing my homework so it doesn't pile up. So I think it's important to be productive and keep like a schedule so I don't fall behind or I don't get too stressed out.
Have you ever gotten injured while playing?
I don't think I've ever had a major injury while playing squash. I probably had like tweaked muscles, but I haven't had an injury, which I'm really lucky.
Do you do any other like fitness or extracurricular off of squash?
Yeah, so I try to see a fitness coach around once or twice a week, and I do like agility and strength exercises to help with squash, and then on the side, like ghosting and soloing also definitely helps. It helps in addition to on-court practice.
Can you explain ghosting and soloing to beginners?
So ghosting is without a ball, you practice the different movements around the court and you swing as if there's a ball, but you just use your racket to get like the muscle memory of doing certain movements and lunging. And then soloing, just like practicing certain shots over and over again to like get the muscle memory to help you do it in practice, practicing your drives or practicing volleys. It's definitely important.
What's your longest match? Did you get tired in it, or were you like consistent the whole time?
I think I remember my longest match, I think, was one that I won like 19-17 in the fifth, and I definitely was exhausted by the end of it and just like scrambling for like every ball. But I was really happy to win that one just because it was took so much energy. I don't know exactly how long it was time-wise, but I think it was definitely like one of my longest matches.
What was your worst match and why?
I think recently I had a match that I wasn't like very proud of. It was one where I definitely it wasn't very close. I lost, and I definitely felt like I could have played a lot better, and I could have played the other girl more closely. And so then when I came off, I just like didn't feel very good about it. And I think that's it's like always important, even if you lose, to know that you tried your hardest. And when that isn't the case, it feels a lot worse than losing and playing a good match.
I agree with that. So what's your best comeback story where you were like down and all hope was lost, but then you came back and won the whole thing?
Yeah, so I think probably like 2 years ago, I was down 2-love and 6-0 in the third game. And I came back and won the third game and then won in five. Like 11-9 in the fifth. And I always go to five with this girl that I played. But I thought I was going to lose that one in three just because I was so far behind. And so I was really proud to have come back and won that match. And it was very memorable.
Do you have any tips for like how to come back and how to stay strong mentally?
Yeah, I think just always know that the match isn't over until it's completely over. So even if you're down like match ball or game ball, it doesn't mean that, oh, you've already lost. You definitely can still come back, and it should be like you should treat that point just as if it's the first point of the game where you're just trying to play your best and you're not even paying attention to the score yet. So I just think it's you need to know that there's always hope to win a game, even if you're down or even if you're behind. So just staying focused and not getting distracted or discouraged is important.
Who's your role model in squash or in any other sports?
I really like Nora El-Sherbini. I watched some of her professional matches recently, and I saw her over the summer in Egypt, and I think she's such a good player, first of all, and she's just definitely a role model to me in terms of her mental strength and her like physical capabilities. I think are really impressive.
Do you have any tips for beginners about how to get started and how to keep moving forward?
I think for beginners, I'd say just maybe start soloing early, because I didn't start soloing until like a couple of years ago. And I think when you're a beginner, definitely the repetition will help you get the hang of certain shots, and it'll help down the road when you're trying to like get better and you already have the foundation of soloing from when you were younger. I think that helps a lot.
What's one shot that you always lose to that you always are like, oh, it got me again?
I think sometimes when people hit an attacking boast that's like a two-wall boast, and it's really low, and maybe they hold and then they hit that shot and I'm expecting it to be a drive or something, and then I don't have enough time to get to the front. That's always one that I get annoyed at myself for, like guessing too early on what the shot is before they actually hit the shot.
And on the other hand, what's the shot that you always love to like annoy people with, and that's your trademark shot?
My favorite shot, I think, is doing a hold drop off of the boast. Because people usually think it's going to be a deep shot when I like hold my racket up high, and then it wins a lot when I hit it well, not when I hit the tin, but I think that one is really effective.
How do you kind of like learn how to stop hitting tins and be more accurate?
I think just start by aiming a little higher, because if you're hitting the tin too much, then you're obviously hitting the ball too low. And just doing the repetition, practicing that shot, like I said, soloing until you can like get it consistently without hitting the tin.
What's your goal in 3 years?
In 3 years, I hope to be playing squash at a good college, playing on the team, and I hope to be playing well and having good matches and still continue to improve.
So that was all the questions. Do you want to add on any of them?
I don't think so. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you for coming on the show. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.